Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 7. Medium Frequency. 2 MHz. Visible Light. Welcome to our second abode. Go on. Have a gander. Sure. The welcome area's soft lighting, artfully arranged upholstery, rosy red carpeting, and row of paintings on the north wall accentuated the tranquil atmosphere. What's the verdict?
It's very cozy so far, for a first time.
First time? Whatever are you on about, mate?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I just assumed that
we were fish out of water. No, nothing of the sort. We've had this place for years, as a family holiday spot.
You come here often?
Whenever there's a desire for downtime.
Oh, I get it now.
By the way, last name's Enrique, not Irslaw.
Enrique?
Yeah, I'm Robert Enrique. Nice to meet you, Eric.
Likewise.
Been browsing my daughter's blog, haven't you?
Yes. It's very well put together. And I also grew concerned, figuring, you know, with the UK's travel ban, that she might have been stuck here.
Sadly, you'd be right. The blog originally had her full name, and she changed it to cope with our current unfortunate predicament.
But why elsewhere?
Oh, it's elsewhere, spelled differently. Well, a little pet name for her, since she tended to get so stuck in her projects or thoughts that you need a crowbar to pry her out.
Plus, she's literally elsewhere.
Right. Sophie doesn't mind, as wordplay has been her thing since childhood.
Where is she now?
Upstairs in her room, taking a break. What she does is very exhausting.
Oh, understandable.
Out of curiosity, did those deductive skills of yours come in handy when sussing out our location, Holmes?
Actually, I used a radio signal tracker that I bought off the internet.
You always got something for every occasion, eh?
User-friendly, too.
Third cringes the charm. But Robert appeared unfazed by my impulsive response. There's no need for the mask, you know.
Oh, but what about...
Been there, done that.
You have immunity now?
In a way. Besides, I wouldn't mind seeing your face.
Oh, okay. These things can be annoying sometimes. Phew.
The reveal, gradually but surely, worked its effect on us both. All leftover rigidity within me dissolving into vapor, and Robert's eyes alight with wonder.
Not bad?
Nice. Your chin's a real standout, like the top of a pear. And those constellation of freckles on your cheeks is equally charming.
Well, you can thank my dad for that. Forehead and eyes belong to Mom.
Mom, huh? How old are you, Eric?
33.
Talk about prime of life. So many things I miss about that age.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, you could easily pass for 50.
Guess I'll take what I can get then.
We built up a measure of trust between us through the good-natured banter and pleasantries, my tunnel vision dissipating as a result, so the entry welcoming area's finer details could emerge into clearer focus. The paintings that were individual portraits of different robots returned as a prominent aspect. These are captivating.
Indeed.
The color combinations and shading really bring out their whimsy.
That's why I bought them, yeah.
Who's the artist?
Chris G. Brownlee.
Oh, I think I've heard of her. A Canadian, right? Dabbles in girls, animals, and nature, too.
She affectionately brands her work the KGB, like the first letters in her name, that happen to also form the acronym KGB.
Oh, there's that play on words again.
Gave Sophie a laugh, so job well done there. I'm quite partial to this fellow here.
Robot number two, Eugene. Its appeal was apparent. Besides the more humanoid appearance, there was something unabashedly innocent in Eugene's wonderment that reflected Robert's personality in the brief time I'd known him thus far. I can see why. He's very endearing.
Got my eyes, too.
Oh? Now that you mention it, there is a resemblance.
Anyway, I had these back at home. Thought they looked quite fitting here.
They certainly do.
You an artist yourself, Eric?
Painter. I create lively images from color combinations and pastiches. But where I really excel is scenes from nature and outdoor landscapes.
Ah. No wonder you fancy these little outdoor trips of yours.
Well, lately it's more out of personal necessity. I've been suffering from painter's block.
Why is that?
It's partially my fault. I've been tackling the subject of interiors for my latest work. You know, rooms, dwellings, and such. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten anywhere.
And what sparked this sudden shift in direction?
I wanted to challenge myself, using Stanley Kubrick films for reference. His set designs were very distinctive.
Helped considerably by the lenses he used.
Yes. I mean, they just made the sets come to life. Like they were ready to devour the actors whole. So, I thought, why not try that style on for size and see about subverting my standard formula?
Believe me, I felt the need to experiment countless times with my work.
And what would that be, Mr. Henrique?
call me Robert.
All right, Robert.
Retired engineer, with a particular interest in robotics and cybernetics.
Sounds exciting.
Don't fawn over it too much, mate. Very labor-intensive stuff, even for me. It's what I don't miss about it.
Like any job.
But I'll always be grateful for the opportunities it garnered. The milestones achieved.
Come, I'll show you. All right.
We'd moved into a more enclosed room, west of the entry welcoming area, and were before a chest-level display case, inches away from the south wall. Individual shelves accessible by sliding, plexiglass doors.
Here we are, the cream of the crop.
Contained within were a dazzling array of circuit boards, shin-sized robots on legs or treads, and miscellaneous mechanical apparatuses, their names adorning prop-up plaques, some sharing space beside decorative awards.
They're very shiny, like new.
Aye? You're right!
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, I really overdid it.
What do you mean? I don't see a problem.
No? Thank God.
This thing here... the bionic hand?
Myoelectric prosthetic. Operates through sensors placed over the arm muscles.
Incredible.
The health authority commissioned me to oversee development on suitable replacements for people who've lost extremities through unfortunate accidents. Now, they figured mechanical ones would boost recovery rates quite considerably over standard prosthetics.
Must have been a flattering offer.
My first collaboration job, where I had to depend on people outside my circle. It was tough, as I'd grown fiercely protective of my work by then. Thankfully, the assigned team were respectful enough to honor my concerns.
Well, all your other work and accolades merit it.
The latter's mere window dressing to me. The thrill I'd get applying my craft was sufficient enough, despite the heavy toil.
It shows. Why is this robot on top of the case and not inside?
Oh, that's sentimental. That's sentimental.
Looks like a pyramid on wheels. With a mirror ball head?
Reflective sphere. You can see it wears the top tip like a graduate cap.
Cute. Pharaoh 1.
Yeah. My son James and I built it together as a family project. He was 7 at the time. And had this short-lived infatuation with pyramids after we returned from Egypt.
No wonder it looks so innocent.
Yeah, you can raise and lower the sphere hydraulically with a separate lever. James's idea, that one. The hieroglyphics on its body were painted by Sophie.
Sophie did those?
Yeah, and she was only 5.
So, Sophie has a brother. What's he up to nowadays?
Living life in his own flat up in Yorkshire. I so do miss him. But Farrah One's a fine memento. In fact, this entire lot are pleasant reminders of my renown. It's paid rather lucratively, I might add.
No harm in that. Though it's admirable you're still modest, judging by the other room's setup.
Oh, I don't flaunt it. At least, not overtly. I prefer the simple approach. Like this cabin, the acres of property, and worldwide trips for pleasure.
Coming out of that, we raised our eyes. That's when I noticed the child paintings on the wall meters above the display. Above the display. All bearing Sophia's name. Are these Sophie's too?
Well, if the signature didn't convince you, the style ought to by now.
It's very advanced. She's got the basic structure down. A remarkable command over her color application.
Well, I'm sure she'd appreciate the token textbook price. I agree, though. Her artistic sense was miles ahead of other children.
Newborn potential. Oh, a bowl of fruit.
Done when she was 6.
There's a photo of the real thing on her blog.
She thought it pretty then. Now, as a young woman, she's caught on to the symbolism.
Fertility, youth, and vitality, to name a few.
Took the words right out of her mouth.
Of course. The design for Farrah One.
Right. How silly of me to forget. Sophie began developing an interest in what I did. So I challenged James to involve her in the project. He fed her ideas, and she did the rest.
Does Sophie still paint by any chance?
Afraid not. Found it wasn't for her as she got older, and shifted to engineering instead.
Though,
we always wondered about the heart, apart from the head, because little echoes tended to leak out.
Like those project diagrams on her blog, yes.
Sometimes we'd bring it up, and she'd get all romantic, yet remain steadfast in her chosen direction.
I shuddered, for a part of my mind went off like a tuning fork, the vibrations rattling areas inside, concealing intense feelings long buried. So I averted my eyes to the next painting. Oh my God. And suddenly, all the others yet to be seen were now insignificant blips on the radar in comparison. A little red-haired girl sitting on a red-haired woman's lap in a leather chair, listening to a radio on a windowsill.
That's Sophie and her mom during their favorite pastime. Painted when she was 7.
It's magnificent. So much tenderness here. And the colors are incredibly soft, delicate.
Love the cartoon notes above the radio.
Won first place in a school's art competition.
Oh, that must have been wonderful.
Mom's really elongated like a sky rise. Her upper body's dwarfing the top of the chair.
Sophie was a real mummy's girl back then. Still is to this day.
What's her mother's name?
Elsa.
Elsa.
My eyes twitched and welled up, the whole picture threatening to wrench those refugee feelings from out their hiding places. Desperately, I held it together.
I never knew Sophia had it in her. Oh, she's so one of a kind, Robert. Robert?
Robert's body had slumped forward, head dangling against his chest, palms flat on top of the display case. What's wrong?
Just a little one.
You need any help? A limp hand came up, barring me from getting closer.
No need. I'll be fine.
Maybe it was hallucination, but I swore the soft lighting flickered off and back on just then.
Living room's behind you. Have a seat, and I'll be along shortly.
Okay. I'll call my friend Bob and tell him I'm going to be a little longer. He's probably worried by now.
You do that.
But as I stole a glance behind me, Robert buckled further against the display case. And I prayed silently for his well-being.